You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
POS, which of course stands for Tyler and Bill. Pieces of shit.
It's time for Nick's NFL Pieces of Shit.
Naked bootleg with your fucking gargoyle quarterback. Pieces of shit. Laramie Tunsil just got fucking worked by Cam Jordan. Pieces of shit. Oh my God, he's under siege. Pieces of shit. They're going to go up by 10 and the back door is going to be open. And I'm going to have to fucking sweat this game out. Pieces of shit. You know, the piece of shit list is not big this week because it's not when we win. I only get pissed when we lose. People that cost us money. You know who cost me money this weekend? I think I'm ready to declare him a slap. That's Marquise Brown.
Oh, not where I thought you were going. I thought you were going somewhere else.
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay. I think I know who's last. How about that? I think I have a feeling.
Well, I don't know if he's last, but a certain quarterback with the initial CW has definitely made
correct.
The list. We will get to him at some point.
Certain quarterback named after a now defunct television channel.
But yes, but we must start with Marquise Brown, who I think, you know, when I think of Hollywood, you think of the glitz, the glamour, the movies, the box office, Rodeo Drive, pretty girls, palm trees, and fast cars. You know what all these things do? They make me smile. Do you know what Marquise Brown does? Makes me frown and makes my wallet lighter. Marquise Brown dropping passes. Marquise Brown can't separate. Marquise Brown is a slap. I am no longer calling him Hollywood Brown because I like Hollywood. I think Hollywood's cool. Hollywood's a fun place. I one day would love to be the toast of Hollywood. Marquise Brown will not be the toast of Hollywood. He can't even be the toast of Baltimore, Maryland. That's not to insult Baltimore, Maryland, but Hollywood's Hollywood. This guy can't even be the toast of Baltimore. How's it going to be the toast of Hollywood? So, in lieu of Hollywood, why don't we go to some other cities in Sacramento that could be more appropriate for Marquise Brown? What about Sacramento Brown? Anaheim Brown. San Jose Brown. I think these are all more applicable names for Marquise Brown than Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. Piece of shit for Marquise. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals really piss me off. I gotta be honest, man. There are times where I impress myself. I ad-libbed this whole thing. Now I worked myself into a pretty good one there. The Cincinnati Bengals really piss me off. Now, I bet the Washington football team. It's actually like the Joe Burrow injury, and please don't confuse what I'm saying. Of course, I don't want Joe Burrow to get hurt. I would rather lose my bet and have Burrow healthy than win my bet and have Burrow get hurt. But as a result of Burrow getting hurt, I won my bet on the Washington football team, and I'm still furious, even though I won, with the Cincinnati Bengals, who, like, they look at their investment, Joe Burrow, and they're like, yeah, you know what? Let's have him be the next Andrew Luck. The next RG3. Let's never protect him. Let's give him this horseshit Swiss cheese offensive line so he can get his brains beaten in week in and week out. So we can watch his leg get torn to smithereens on a Sunday. And then about 29 hours later, give or take, Booger McFarland's on national television saying the Bengals should sit him out for all of 2021 as if there is a scenario that exists in this universe or a parallel one wherein Joe Burrow does not play at some point next year for the Cincinnati Bengals. But this is what happens because the Bengals are incompetent and they can't get an offensive line to protect their franchise quarterback. So, even though I won my bet, you are preventing me and Ken and Tyler and Bill and you, the person listening and watching, from watching the majesty of Joe Burrow until next year. And for that, the Cincinnati Bengals, you guys are royal pieces of shit. I'd rather have Tom Arnold as my tight end than Dan Arnold. We're going to go back to Thursday night. You know what really annoyed me in that game on Thursday night when we bet the Cardinals was Dan Arnold not knowing what the fuck was going on that screen pass that led to the intentional grounding, that led to the holding penalty in the end zone that was actually at the 1 yard line. Another cherry on top of the piece of shit Sunday that was NFL officiating in week 11. Dan Arnold, just no clue. No clue where he is. No clue what the play call is. Oh, it's a screen pass to me. So instead of running the route, I'm just going to futz around here at the line of scrimmage while my quarterback, who's shorter than me, and I'm short, is struggling to throw it over literal giants. So he takes an intentional grounding. Safety. We lose. I'm convinced that Tom Arnold, Roseanne's ex-husband, I think Tom Arnold could have done better. You know who would have done better? Hey, Arnold. Hey, Arnold, turn around. Arnold would have turned around. Dan Arnold? Nope. Dan Arnold. Piece of shit. And we save the worst for last. The stinkiest piece of shit. To paraphrase the great Shawn Michaels, that one little nasty nugget that when you flush the toilet keeps coming back up. Except instead of coming back up and just being a nuisance where you just flush it down again, it actually costs us money every single week. I tweeted, Kem, I'm going to start a support group for fucking morons that bet the Philadelphia Eagles and Carson Wentz. And I am the charter member and founder. Just at me on Twitter, at the Costos, if you'd like to join. We'd love to have you. Misery loves company. He's just no awareness. He's a smart guy. I know that because I've heard him give interviews before. Like, he's not dumb. But on the football field, he is dumb. The pick six, holding onto the ball forever. These outrageous throws up into the air like he's Henry fucking Rowan Gardner and Rookie of the Year. What is he doing? Better yet, why are we betting on him? Carson Wentz. Piece of shit.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But as always, no one makes me bet San Jose Brown prop overs every week. I got nothing to say about the Bengals. No one made me bet the Arizona Cardinals and Dan Arnold, and no one made me bet the Philadelphia Eagles. So the biggest piece of shit is me, Nick Costos, for week 11 in the NFL. And with that, I think we can get into a quick
Anaheim Brown. All I could think about when you were just kept giving different cities was like the, what is it? Bad Leroy Brown. Just like Hollywood Brown, worst receiver in the whole downtown.
At one point, it's like Michael Badgley, the Chargers kicker, like calls himself the Money Badger. And then he goes and misses kicks. Like you can't have a cool nickname if you suck. Like, he can't Anaheim be Hollywood Brown.
I'm calling him Anaheim Brown on Twitter for the rest of the season, minimum. Anaheim Brown.
All right, we got to get to Rob Pizzola in a couple minutes here. And, you know, that was a vanity project for me that went a little long. Surprise, surprise. Let's get to a quick edition of Hashtag It Moved. Just give us the short version, guys, of the bed.
Oh.
All right, close enough. close enough. Ken, maybe the game of the year in the National Football League. The Chiefs visit the Bucs on Sunday. What can you tell us about Mahomes at Brady?
This line, you know, I don't know if we expected it necessarily. I kind of expected it. I thought the Chiefs would take money. I thought we would see them, you know, around a field goal favorite. That's what we were before Monday Night Football. 2.5, 3, trending toward 3. Tampa puts up the performance they do last night. Chiefs are the Chiefs. The Chiefs are open 3, and they take money. 3.5 is now, you know, pretty much the consensus market price. There are a couple 3-125s left. Unsurprising. I think you would see 3.5 on Sunday as the close for this game, as I think public support will come in on Kansas City on Sunday. Also, total skyrocketing, open 53. And again, this was prior to last night's game. Maybe people didn't like what they saw from Tampa's defense giving up a lot of yards to those Rams receivers and thinking about what Patrick Mahomes and company are going to do. This total opened 53 is now all the way up to 56. So you have Kansas City between 3 and 3.5, total 56, setting up for the game of the year on Sunday.
It's going to be awesome, and probably going to bet the Bucks. What about the Rams and the 49ers, Ken? Rams coming off the big win, of course.
Right, the sort of the less attractive of the two Monday Night Football teams. Who are they playing next, right? I think San Francisco presents some kind of volatility situations in terms of, like, you know, here's a team who are they getting back, who are they not getting back, week off, who's playing quarterback, all these things. Like, certainly a volatile team, maybe that makes them more likely to win a little bit more. Market has installed the Rams as a 7-point favorite. They basically held there. My number in the game is also 7. I think it's unlikely the number comes off that unless we get amazing San Francisco injury news, which has not yet come out. Total in the game, and again, we talked about this with the sim and all of our bracket stuff the last few weeks. The Rams defense in the market continues to get more and more and more credit. I have them, I think, as my number 2 defensive efficiency team right now based on the market closes. This total opened 47, has now been bet down to 45, and I think with Rams totals, especially against teams that they are overmatching, you are likely to see that type of movement going forward.
I'll tell you what, though. I think, you know, we'll see what the injury report shows for San Francisco, especially in their defense here. But if the Rams can put up a number in this game, and they may be able to, then we get, you know, Oscar the Grouch for San Francisco at quarterback, Nick Mullins in some garbage time. So, you know, just something to think about here. I like that. And Ken, what about Monday Night Football? What can you tell us about the total as the Seahawks visit the Eagles?
So I have not seen a negative weather forecast attached to this game. So I can't. It actually looks like we might get a week that is devoid of a lot of weather spots. I think, you know, the Bears-Packers game, it's Green Bay, it's this time of year. I think we all kind of assume the weather might be shitty, but it doesn't look like there are really any other bad weather games on the radar. It actually looks like Thanksgiving week might present some pretty good, you know, football weather for this time of year, 40s, 50s, you know, moderate wind and all that kind of stuff. You know, not ideal scoring conditions, but good scoring conditions. Despite that, the total has been bet down 2.5 points in Seattle. Philly came down another point this morning, so we opened 53. Again, Seattle totals, what we've seen, right? The Seattle-Arizona total Thursday night starts in the high 50s. My number in the game was like 62. You know, Seattle totals have just broken the market so much that I think we've started to see openers that are installed that are maybe a little higher than they're supposed to be. This number opened 53, now sits 50.5. And, you know, whether you want to attribute that to, you know, reigning Nick piece of shit winner Carson Wentz, or Seattle playing, I would say, consecutive under games where maybe they don't look quite as dynamic offensively, I think that movement's pretty interesting too. So that number, Seattle holding, is about a 5.5 point favorite. That hasn't changed, but the total down to 50.5.
Was the Hey Arnold line funny? Hey Arnold turnarounds? Because I like, oh, I kind of like made myself laugh.
It was, honestly, like, the names of California cities attached to Hollywood Brown so blew away the rest of the segment that I, like, I don't even know if I was laughing the entire, all I was doing was just thinking about that bit. That's all I was doing.
That was good. That's why I started this.
San Jose like, oh, I think Brown. I got something
Anaheim Brown. Sacto
Anaheim
Brown.
Anaheim Brown.
Rancho Cucamonga Anaheim Brown. Brown. La Jolla Brown.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all right.